Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. I am so grateful that you join us each day. This podcast is designed to be a cup of encouragement for you, with just feeding you just a simple scripture and just unpacking it a little bit. I also invite you to jump over and listen to our sister podcast, Weekday Meditation, where it really is an opportunity to slow your life down and hear from God, and we'll guide you through that in every step of the way. But today, I want to jump to Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 11. As a matter of fact, just stay at verse 11. The scripture says, "The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you." Now, just a week or so ago, we celebrated Easter, and this is pretty important because about a week or so after, like we are right now, we often forget what Easter was all about. We remember that, we burnt the ham because we left it in the oven too long, that we forgot an ingredient at the dinner, that the kids ate all the candy and puked. I mean, we can remember all that stuff, but the fact is, Easter happens every day. The resurrection power of Jesus, the risen King, happens every day. And so this is a reminder when we read, "The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you." As a follower of Jesus, as a person who walks with him, this huge revelation ought to get us up every morning knowing that the same God, the same Spirit of God, who raised Jesus, the Son of God, from the dead, lives in you as a follower of Jesus. Now listen to the rest of it. And this is almost like, but there's more. I mean, have you ever seen those TV commercials where you buy two Ginsu knives and then at the end they say, "But wait, it's 2-for-1 today." Well, that's what that "and" is like. The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. Now that alone ought to be enough. And then comes the "and." And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living in you. The Holy Spirit is given a lot of titles in Scripture. Indeed, in the few verses that we can read, even above this short verse, we can see that there can be none more exciting than the Spirit of life. I want you to think about that, and if you're taking notes, I want you to write down those three words, Spirit of life. He emanates from God the Father, who is the author and sustainer of our life, and takes up his home in the life of believers, thereby banishing the spiritual deadness with which he'd been plagued. Think about this. Before Jesus came into my life, I was plagued with a deadness, with a death sentence. But through his intervention in human affairs, dullness and deadness give way to vivacity and vitality. In him, bondage is banished and freedom reigns. I just can't get past this. When I read these words, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of me. When I woke up this morning, the Spirit of God was ready to go. I didn't have to kick him out of bed. He was trying to get me up so that we could go do all the things he has planned. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give you life in that human body you're in now. And by the same Spirit, he does that living within you. This is why the resurrection that we celebrated a week ago is such a big deal today. So today I want you to celebrate this risen Jesus that lives within you in the presence and power of being the Spirit of life. Friend, what a beauty to live in the Spirit of life. Go out there and have the greatest day and the greatest Monday of your life. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.